Well, folks, the Missouri House is getting back to work on a Monday, and obviously they were in town Wednesday and Thursday, budget committee today, but we had a lot of snow. And a number of the hearings that were going to be held, as I record this on Friday, earlier this week had to be canceled because of all the snow that we had. The Senate was out all week, so Conservation and Natural Resources was not able to meet this week. However, they are scheduled to meet on Monday evening, and one of the bills that is going to be heard by the committee, which is chaired by Randy Peitzman from up in Troy, is a bill that pertains to the Missouri Conservation Commission, and essentially it would require the commission members to be elected. I'm Brian Houseworth. Joining me is the bill sponsor of that bill. It's HJR 55. Her name is Chris Dinkins. Representative Chris Dinkins is from Southeast Missouri's Annapolis. Representative, I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Tell us about your bill. What is the idea behind it, please?
Well, currently the Conservation Commission is only made up of four members, and all four members are appointed by the governor, two Republican and two Democrat. And what I've seen currently and in the past is that all of the members seem to come from your urban areas, and we never seem to have any rural representation. And this has been brought to my attention numerous times, and I think it's important that the rural people also have representation on this commission. And so through my bill, the commission members would be elected instead of appointed. And Missouri Department of Conservation already has the state divided up into eight quadrants between the south and the north and the central part of the state. And so what I did was so that one would be elected from each of those MDC areas, and that one could still be appointed by the governor. And this would ensure that everyone has representation. Seems like conservation has a lot to do with our rural communities, yet we don't really have a voice.
This has been an issue that I've heard concerns from rural lawmakers going back to the 90s. I know others have brought this up before, that of the four commissioners, there's tended to be, if you will, an urban slant. I've heard that. From your perspective, it sounds to me like this would change it. You'd have eight members from each of these conservation districts, one appointed by the governor. Are you optimistic? Do you think this bill has a chance to pass, A, the legislature, and then, B, I believe it would go to the statewide ballot?
Yes, I think it would go to the ballot. I'm going to remain optimistic about it. I had it last year, and it didn't seem to get any traction last year. I think the people, especially our rural communities, will support this bill tremendously. But, you know, it's still got a long road ahead of it, and we will just have to see what happens in committee this week.
Final question, the hearing itself on Monday, do you expect other people to testify? Any sense of other people that will come up to speak on behalf of this bill or opposed to it?
I've had numerous people that have already submitted online testimony, and I believe we will have some, assuming the weather doesn't get a hold of us again this week, that will make the trip to Jeff City to testify in support of this bill. And, you know, as with everything, you usually have those in favor and those opposed.
Representative, I know you're very busy on this Friday. It's been a long week, multiple snowstorms. You're getting back to Southeast Missouri, which has just been hit so hard. You've had ice storms down there, and then just yesterday, even in the boot heel, terrible, terrible snow again. Is there anything, I know you're heading back there right now, anything you'd like to add for our listeners about the conservation bill? Feel free.
Well, I would just like to encourage people to take a look at how our Conservation Commission operates and, you know, to voice your concerns or your opinions about it. You know, we want to make Missouri better, and I think this bill is a step into doing what we can to make Missouri a better place to live.